This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. In this installment, the discussion will be John, the Temple, and Judgment, as we continue with Revelation chapter 11. Here's Dr. Davis.
John is told to measure the dimensions of the temple, which is a precursor to judgment, usually. A rod in Scripture is always an indication of coming judgment. Measuring the temple had nothing to do with determining its size in this verse. It is a matter of circumscribing the realm of judgment which God is going to exercise against the idolatrous worship taking place under the leadership of the Antichrist during the tribulation. The Jewish temple court is going to be judged. Let's move on to the two witnesses, as this is really a subject of a lot of controversy in modern circles today. Verse 3 says, "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." Verse 3 introduces us to two witnesses who will come on the scene as soon as the Antichrist makes a covenant with Israel at the midpoint of the seven-year tribulation. There are five key points that I'd like to emphasize here regarding the two witnesses. First, the first point is their personalities. They are real human beings. I don't believe that in reading these verses that they're symbols. They are wearing sackcloth. They minister as prophets in mourning over the spiritual condition of Israel. You know, the verse mentions two olive trees and lampstands. This is an old prophecy from the book of Zechariah. The next point is their prophecies. A prophet doesn't always mean that they're always foretelling the future. You know, that is one element of prophecy, is that it's foretelling, but it's not always that it's foretelling. Prophets can also speak the word and the will of God, which is foretelling. So they may be revealing the events of what is going on at the present time and saying what they mean rather than telling things in the future. So really, who are these prophets? The first prophet that I think this is Elijah. Malachi predicted that Elijah the prophet would come before the second coming to prepare the way of the Lord. And let's go back to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, saying the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and the launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness." In Malachi 4, verses 5 through 6, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." So again, we see where Malachi predicts that Elijah the prophet would come before the second coming of Christ. And we know in this verse that I just read, the great and dreadful day of the Lord is the second coming of Christ.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.